A recent article in the Brainerd Dispatch was titled "Thankful for Life After COVID-19 Scare, Coring Says He Regrets Vaccine Skepticism." It's written by reporter Chelsea Perkins. She covers Crow Wing County board meetings, and she's talking about Paul Coring.
So Paul Coring is a county commissioner on the Crow Wing County Board. He's been commissioner he's in his third term. He's a lifelong Crow Wing County resident from the southern part of Crow Wing County, the agricultural part, grew up on a dairy farm, and I've covered him for 7 years as the county beat reporter.
And he was also a legislator before, right?
That's correct, yes. He was a state legislator for our area before he became a county commissioner. And significantly, he was the first major Minnesota Republican to publicly come out as gay, which is a major part of his path and story.
So how did you find out? Did you know from him that he had contracted COVID, or how did this story get to you?
So originally, I actually got a text from him letting me know why he hadn't been at county board. He had missed the last couple of meetings, and so he told me that he was in the hospital with COVID.
That had to be a surprise. How had he responded to, I'm sure COVID came up a lot as a county commissioner in Crow Wing County?
Yeah, you know, generally speaking, he wasn't like super outspoken about anything, not really like forcefully, you know, being outwardly skeptical, but he certainly implied at times that he was skeptical, didn't focus hard on the business impacts, you know, and how devastating that was for many local business owners, but also would occasionally, you know, appear skeptical of the science as well. But when we spoke about it in our interview, you know, he totally acknowledged that and feels like now he knows that he was wrong.
Well, so tell us how COVID impacted him.
So he took care of himself at home for nearly 2 weeks before driving himself to the emergency room at the hospital in Crosby. And he told me that when he got there, doctors told him he was close to being put on a ventilator, that's how serious his situation had become. Luckily, that didn't happen. They instead gave him high-flow oxygen and began treating him immediately. According to him, the doctor was really pleased with how he reacted to the treatment and that he really bounced back, which was a relief for Paul, of course. But, you know, he came close, he feels like. He came close to, you know, a very serious situation.
I'm really glad that he reached out to you to let you know. I just thought it was so interesting how he spoke about how this is actually going to change him as a leader in the community.
Sure. So, first of all, he made clear that he regrets he didn't get vaccinated and that he wanted to share that message with people in the community. But more so, when I asked him if this would change how he would govern, he said he feels like he doesn't have any meanness left in him. Paul Coring is known for some pointed commentary at times at the board and not holding back how he feels about certain subjects. But he said that, you know, he feels like right now he doesn't know whether or when he'll be 100%, but when he is, that he feels like he'll still be passionate about the issues he cares about, but that he plans to enter the world with more kindness and understanding of others. You know, it was an emotional interview for him, and I'm grateful that he trusted me to share his story. And, you know, I've known Paul for 7 years, and I will, you know, be interested to see, I guess, how things go moving forward.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll keep on the story. And of course, we wish him good health. And Chelsea, I appreciate you telling this story and sharing it with us today on KEXE KBXE. Thanks so much.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Heidi. I really appreciate it.
Chelsea Perkins, a reporter at the Brainerd Dispatch. You can read her work at brainerddispatch.com. Where you want to be, and when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the It's a Simple Gifts Fall Membership Drive at KAXE KBXE. We are independent, not part of Minnesota Public Radio. We bring you news programming from National Public Radio, like Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Your support makes this kind of coverage possible, where you hear local, national, international news and great music. Become a member now. You can text the word donate to 218-326-1234. I'm Heidi Holton. Thanks for your support.